Some replacement level dudes talking about their home team. Starting a Braves podcast was their daggum dream. They like Nick Markakis, even the long ball. One day they'll have more clout than Ken Rosenthal. Oh, you're listening to that Knockoma Nation podcast show. Oh,
Knockoma Nation podcast show. I come to you right now with a broken spirit, with an earnest heart, alone. JT and Ken, I don't know where they are. Ken is tending to his herd of cattle, and JT somewhere in middle Georgia, probably watching wrestling and eating Cheetos. And I don't even know what to say right now. There's a lot that's going on in the nation today. I think a lot of people think that our world is over, but I'm here to tell you that it's not. I'm here to tell you that evil will always lose and Brian Snitker will always win and socialism will never prevail. And that's why I've got on the podcast one of LA's finest, one of the Dodgers' finest fans in the entire world, now living in shall we say Portland, Natasha.
Excuse me, it's the autonomous zone.
Oh, right.
Of Portland. Thank you.
Yeah. I love how last time I talked to you, which was like 2 years ago, you were trying to get the hell out of like SoCal. And you needed to like get someplace better and more accepting, and you ended up in Portland. Yeah. And so how's that going for you now?
So that's a living nightmare. No, I mean, look, so I live in one of Donald Trump's suburbs. I live in the suburbs. I don't know. Like, honestly, I would if the internet didn't exist, if CNN didn't exist, you would never know. Because I don't want to offend the snowflakes of
Knockoma
Nation.
We're very left. But be careful what you say. Be careful what
I understand.
You say, Natasha.
I know. Listen, I don't want anybody to get triggered, but it's like 17 people who are doing this. I mean, look. I'm all for like mass mobilization. Uh-huh. I'm all for fighting racial injustice. Put your body against the machine and
rage against the machine, like the band.
And rage against it, break against it, whatever you want to do, hump it dry. Mm. I don't care. I'm all for it. I'm a Marxist. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. However, like many very, very liberal utopian cities, there is a hardened protesting culture that will, if you want to find 17 people who will try to light a building on fire every night, you will find that here.
Wow.
And you will also find mass homelessness. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because, you know, we're really accepting of the homeless here, which is good.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of services, but I bet you part of the reason why people are super accepting of that is because they're all white. And if our homeless population looked different, I don't know.
In Atlanta, we loved our homeless so much in Atlanta that we got the hell out of there and built a new stadium. In Cobb County, you know?
Yes. Yeah. So in general, I don't know, man. Like, my mall was closed, and that's bumming me out. My local mall, the malls here suck. They don't compare to the malls of Southern California. Yeah. But, you know, it's hard to watch the Dodger games sometimes because it's sunny and beautiful and multicultural. Like, let me tell you what we have here. Maybe you guys have this. We have a white working class. Do you have that?
We call them Republicans. Yeah, okay. We have a lot of Republicans here who work and stuff. So yeah.
So I come from a place where we have a whole immigrant service culture and immigrant service staff.
Oh.
You don't see white people working fast food jobs, working at gas stations, working bus boys. Okay. And let me tell you something, Josh. Mm-hmm. White people are fucking
That's
lazy.
True. Yeah.
They are shit at their service jobs. Okay. So I move here. It's full of goofy waiters who take forever. gas station attendants who suck. They pump my gas. I'm not even allowed to pump my own gas. I have to have Tyler.
Oregon sucks in that regard. Yeah. Yeah. So Boone, where I live. So I live in North Carolina. Unless you've been here, you might just think, oh, North Carolina, you live in the South. Well, I do live in the South. But Boone is like this really weird little, like, it's almost like a mini Vermont or something, like in the Appalachians. It's really cool. And it's actually why I wanted to move here until now, when your true colors show up and, you know, lockdowns happen and masks and stuff like that. And these people get off on it. Anyways, all that to say, it's super white. It's super white. And like, I can't. Yeah. So I try to in my job, like I've been tasked with trying to hire some folks here and there. I can't find people to work. And then like, go out to eat.
Yeah.
The service sucks because there's a bunch of little white dorks who are just like so slow.
All really skinny,
like really malnourished.
They're skinny and they're adjusting their nose piercings. Like,
my favorite place to go eat here in Boone is called the Peddling Pig. Okay, it's this big barbecue place. All right,
I love that.
So you go in there and like, but the service sucks because like barbecue should be given to you by like, not a skinny little white person. They're chacos. It's always, you're waiting forever for it. You know, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah. You know what they do? They fucking talk to each other. They just chop it up.
And they have these little like. Yes. Appalachian State is our big university here, and they have these like diversity like festivals and stuff like that, and like diversity day.
Uh-huh.
And I went last year, and there was no non-white people at the diversity event. It was all white people wearing chacos, and like honestly, like, and I can't make fun. I'm the whitest guy in the world. I'm a white bearded dork, you know. But like. None of these people, I don't think.
But you want to wear chacos?
You know, I might have a pair, but I wear Crocs. I mainly wear Crocs.
Yeah, hell yeah, like a real fucking man. Yes. You got your truck nuts and you got your Crocs.
I got Brilliant some camo Crocs over the weekend, by the way. And she
that's beautiful. Rocks.
Yo, when I got her, well, actually, my mom got her first pair of Crocs about a month ago now. I honestly got. And she's like 17 months. I unpacked them and she like knew what they were because she's seen my Crocs. She tries to wear my Crocs. So she was like, and like she can't really talk, but like she knew they were for her. And I put them on the ground. I videoed this on Instagram. I put them on the ground and she put her feet into them and like walked. It was like watching someone who was a paraplegic put on like their legs for the first time. And
discovering
like their power. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
I don't know how this ended up on Crocs.
Every young girl's life.
Yes.
Is marked by that moment.
By their first pair of Crocs.
When you first try on.
So anyways, white folks suck. Where are we going with that? I don't remember.
Do you want to talk about something else that sucks? I don't know. Maybe the ball score. Maybe the baseball game that's playing. I don't know.
So here are my thoughts. So the Braves didn't start Nick Markakis, which is stupid. How are you not going to start Nick Markakis and expect to win? And I've been saying, you heard me. I've been saying that Jock Peterson is like, he's like a god. I don't want to compare, but like Mickey Mantle, maybe, like, I don't know, like maybe one of the greatest of all time. And so
if
he's in y'all's lineup,
like what pitching,
and then we show up without Nick Markakis and expect to win. I don't even know what happened tonight.
First of all, the Dodger fan base is fickle. They are flaky. Mm. They are, you know, like a bunch of like, proletariat trying to seize the beads of production to have worldwide socialism.
Use smaller words. I know you're a writer. Okay. This is not culmination. Okay. This is not culmination.
No. Okay. Not culmination. So here's the deal. So here's what you like. So unfortunately, right. You know, we were going to trade Jock Peterson to the AIN. I have no investment in the Dodgers front office. Okay. The ghouls at the Dodgers front office were going to trade beautiful, cherubic, handsome, possibly dumb as rocks, Jock Peterson.
Wow.
You know, to the Angels. And then someone at the Angels was like, I don't like it. And then last minute, he came on our team all pouting. We had to take him back. It was very awkward. It's like signing a lease with your ex and you have to live in together for 6 months. And then all of a sudden you guys have sex one night and it's rekindled. And now you're knocked up with the World Series run, baby. So that's where we're at right now with Jock Peterson.
And you know, Jock and Champ are a package deal too. It's like,
listen, you know who the brains is on that, and that's Champ. Champ runs the goddamn Dodgers.
Yeah.
You want to talk about clubhouse energy? You want to talk about chemistry? You want to talk about big dick energy? Champ.
I tried to get the Braves to get him, but because I was like, imagine Champ in a clubhouse with like Acuna and all those guys. Are you kidding me?
So good.
It'd be like the fucking 87 Bears. I don't know.
But here's the thing, Josh. Here's the thing. Yes, we have 12 runs, points, scores. We have 12 scores to your one or two. But I
think you have more than that now. It's like 15 or something like that.
We probably have it. I don't know if we're going to pull it out.
I don't know if we can recover, though. Like, I mean, I appreciate the sympathy, but listen, like, recovering from that is...
Why? Because it's a morale killer, or because you just burn through your...
No, more like a morale killer. I mean, baseball players are like little emotional, like 11-year-olds, you know, and like they are. They're like, you know what I mean? So it doesn't take a lot to like get them pumped up and then tear them down. You know what I mean?
Okay, so what if we went like shutout, da-da-da, and then we just won by like 2 points tonight? You would feel like we can come back from this. Because my fear is like, we just blew fucking Bukake home run. It's all out. There's nothing left.
We have nothing left. You've already used all your like spiritual energy and now you're just depleted.
There's a spiritual token. Like there's a finite amount of this sort of like fucking raw dog baseball. Yeah. And we
you did use a lot of it up.
All over your face, dripping. You are soaked.
Yeah.
Off your chin, onto the floor, begging your OnlyFans to contribute more. Your father got the password. Now he knows that you're doing it. He asked you not to come to church. And here we are. We're just spent. We're just the dude in the back.
Oh my God.
We didn't even pull our pants all the way down. You know what I'm saying? Like pants around the ankles, socks. And there you are just saying that you're going to enroll in college again, you know, and that just this will help with books or whatever. Right.
When you put it like that, maybe we got a chance. Maybe we got a chance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like if we had won by like five, I'd be like, all right, motherfuckers, it's on. This sort of bizarre aberration? Yeah. No. This is have you lived in 2020? Yeah, you're right. Like every time you're like, "Hey, this might no, right? The president has COVID. Oh, he's going to get sick. Oh shit, no. He's on steroids and is fucking living his best life." Like 2020 is just on a side note, we got a new cable package and we watched the MTV Music Awards. For the first time in 15 years, it had a rating of 1 million people. At its peak, MTV Music Awards had like 30 million, which was 1999 with Trent Reznor, obviously the best year. Right. He previewed The Fragile. And I think it was also Nelly and like Backstreet Boys. It was an orgy of talent. And I've never felt more old and less horny and super afraid of like the young people out there.
Afraid and of or afraid
I just
for?
Wanted to tell you, of. I fear them. I fear them. I live in the suburbs. I lock my doors.
I'm terrified.
At guns, tasers. Yeah, they're horrible. Yeah. They're horrifying.
Yeah.
There is a chick who introduced the best new artist sponsored by Coors. And her name is Madison Beer. And I think she's an AI bot. Like, I don't even think she's a person. Anyways, my point is, it's 2020, only a million people watch the MTV Music Awards. Lady Gaga won 17. Mm. She performed it in a mask. Nobody was there.
Yeah.
Like, the Dodgers just scored 24 runs. Like, that's it. Mm. We're done. We're done. It's going to be the most boring series ever. It's going to be the Braves versus the Rays.
I mean, I'll take it.
I don't even know who the Rays are.
I didn't even know they were good.
Where do they play? Are they from Ottawa? I don't know.
I think they're in Florida. And do they still have Evan Longoria? I don't even know.
Gross. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. So look, Josh, like, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. And listen, let's be honest. Let's let's just pretend like the Nakahoma Nation isn't listening. Okay. It's just you and me. Do you even want to win this World Series? Like, do you want to win the 60 game horseshit junior varsity garbage?
Honestly, this whole, like,
be honest with yourself.
No one's listening.
So no one's listening. It's just you and me.
I think that this season is a bunch of malarkey and there's no fans. It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Doesn't mean anything. No. What if you win?
It means
though?
Everything.
It's a, right. You're right. Yeah, for sure. It's like, I don't care, right. But something is everything.
Also,
because, right? I just feel like if we lose, it's like, whatever, it's a dumb season. But if we win, we're like, we won during Corona, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
right?
That's pretty much how we'll spin it, too. Also, next weekend, I've got a guy's weekend. I'm going to hang out with, like, John D. Howard, our spiritual advisor. JT and Jeff Donahue, who maybe you've seen on Braves Twitter. Uh-huh. And if the Braves go to the World Series, I know John Howard enough to know, because he's a single man, works for Chick-fil-A corporate, which means he makes a lot of money, that he'll buy World Series tickets and cancel our bro weekend. And so I don't want to put this out in the ether, but if the Braves don't make it to the World Series, I will get my guy's weekend, my Jocktoberfest with my boys.
Yes. Listen, speaking of Jocktoberfest, okay, again, it's just you and me. Just
no one listening.
Stay focused, safe space. Don't worry about it. No one's hearing. No one's listening. Are you joking? They're listening to like some NPR podcast about a gritty killer or some bullshit, right? Or, yeah. So everyone's listening to some dumb true crime podcast. So now's the time where you can get super real. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who would you like to spoon on the Dodgers?
You could be
a little spoon. You can be a little spoon.
Oh, I'm definitely spooning Corey Seager. He's like super cute. Like, honestly, I think Corey Seager's cuter than Max Fried, which, I mean, Max Fried, like, talking about like top-notch Jew, like super cute Jew. But like,
I mean,
Corey Seager, I'm just being honest. He's cute.
Is it those baby blues?
I think it's a combination of the baby blues, but like just the high cheeks, just like very Aryan looking. I don't know.
He looks like a girl. He looks girly. Like you could, he has like puffy, beautiful lips and very like crystalline eyes and high cheekbones. He's kind of like a second base Charlize Theron.
A little bit.
Sort of type.
Yeah.
I see it. You know, mine is obviously Kike Hernandez.
Can I just tell you that, like, when I discovered Kike Hernandez's Instagram account, I was the Braves need to get this man. Like, it was one of the best Instagram accounts. If you guys have not found this Instagram account, search Kike Hernandez's Instagram account. He's
like a genuinely funny person. Like, he actually has a sense of humor.
Engagement photo session thing that he did with his
I know, but you know what's interesting about the Dodgers is that they're all married to the same broom. Like they're all the same straw haired blonde, not aggressively hot, but not too plain like Ellen Kershaw,
right.
Like it's all the same. It doesn't matter where they're from. I think she's even Puerto Rican. Looks the same.
That's boring to me. Freddie Freeman's got one of those. It's like every NASCAR wife. I hate it.
Yeah, they all do. It's all the same.
I always appreciate like a famous dude who has like just a homely looking wife. You know what I mean? Like one of the best reality TV shows ever was SEC Wives, and it was this reality TV show about all the SEC coaches' wives. And let me tell you something. Nikki made fun of me, and she still does, because I would watch this damn show. And it was awesome. And I had so much respect for Les Miles, who is the coach of LSU back like 5-6 years ago, because his wife was the only wife that didn't look like some boring ass, like blonde, like just bombshell. He had like this normal wife,
you know? Bert Kreischer. Bert Kreischer has a normal looking wife. And I'm like, Bert's not the funniest, but I like it.
No one is more normal than Ellen Kershaw. And you know, they've only diddled each other. That's it. First and last. So that's interesting. Yeah. Clayton Kershaw, ace of a generation, has only had penisory contact with one other female.
Also kind of,
I think about that all the time.
So, but all you know what? So I'm kind of torn because, so like, I want to respect that and be like, oh, that's cool. But also, I kind of miss the good old days.
We don't respect
I miss like the late 80s, early 90s when dudes like did cocaine and got in trouble. Is that terrible to say?
It's always cooler when people are
when
doing
I was a
cocaine.
Kid, the Mets were always in jail or on the front of the newspaper. Yes. Like Daryl Strawberry, he strung out. Like it was great.
My boy.
Steroids, babes, and drugs, man.
Mustaches. Right.
Muscles.
Cars.
And now muscles, and now they've overcorrected. They're like, when I see a guy like Clayton Kershaw or like Russell Wilson, you know, and they're nice and respectful. I'm like, shut up.
Russell Wilson. Shut up. Do something mean. Yes. Like do a bunch of cocaine and get stabbed. Well, Tommy Pham just got stabbed. That's cool.
I heard about that.
Right? Didn't he?
Stabbed. I got a text about that. What happened?
That makes him interesting. I don't know. But whatever, man. I'm interested. Put him on my fucking fantasy draft. Like, and motherfucker's out there getting stabbed. He's making moves. He's doing things. You know, Clayton Kershaw is having penisory contact with the same woman, calling it an early night. I mean, that's cool. I mean, look, the coolest thing about Justin Verlander is that we know what his butt looks like and we know what Kate Upton's boobs look like. Like, that's dope.
I respect that.
He won my affection. That. He fucking hosed us out of that trophy thing that they give the baseball teams. But I'm like, I can't hate Verlander because he's got a cute little booty and you're up to weird kinky shit.
It's kind of like, and I don't want to freak you out, but it's kind of like why a lot of times when like people on Twitter are like, Trump did this. I'm like, that's actually kind of cool. I don't give a shit. Like he's a billionaire.
Listen to me.
He's cheating on his taxes. Like my respect that.
My fiance's favorite comedian is Donald Trump. So every day when I am clutching my pearls and wringing my hands and I'm like, can you believe that the president of the United States, and he's like, shut the fuck up. He's a hilarious con man. And I'm like, all right,
That is real. That is actually like that's the realest take on Donald Trump. Yeah, it's not better or worse than that. That is what it is. He's not the best. He's not the worst.
I will say this.
He's a con guy. Who gives a crap? He's kind of funny.
Funny. I like Schadenfreude as much as the next person, and it is a little interesting to watch. Like, where are the United States of America elect like an idiot who would be like right out of a banana republic, right? It's like, well, here we are doing this now, you know? So it's like, fuck us, right? Like, and also, you know, you get the president you vote for, motherfuckers. Like, you guys wanted this guy, fine. Like, if he wins, which I don't think he will, but if he wins, we signed up for that shit. Like, if you couldn't figure out how to defeat this fucking moron, you'd eat it. You should be president for 10 more years, you know? Give them all the Supreme Court. Pack the court. We don't deserve it. We suck if that's the deal.
I love it.
So anyways, but look, here's the other question. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we haven't talked, like, we haven't been real with each other about the Astros. And I don't know your position. Okay. I don't know where you – yeah, so
– my position on the Astros is
– what's where is it at?
First of all, okay, so I think they should have been banned from baseball initially.
You mean they, as in like the Astros are no longer allowed to play baseball?
No, not the team, not the organization. I think the players evolved initially because if you judge a case on precedent, my God, based on precedent, they should have been banned. Like all those, like Altuve banned, all those guys. But they weren't. They weren't. That's fine. Okay. So fast forward. They're not banned. Yes. Whatever. My take is stop being a bunch of little bitches and just own it. Just say you fucking cheated. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And just just walk out there with your, you know, your
dick swinging out. Saying? Yeah. Put bread in front.
Exactly. Play it up.
And lean on it.
Exactly. Lean on it. Yeah. Play it up. Be the bad guy. Be the heel. And they have the personality to do it. But we live in this like culture where you got to be apologetic about everything. And like, no, just own it. Who gives a crap? Like, everybody steals signs, first of all. I'm convinced. You did it maybe in a sketchier way than most. You use some technology, whatever. But everybody steals signs. Everybody
doctors the ball. Hold on. That is a line, though. It's a line.
I'm probably going a little too far. It's a line.
That's a line. Like, do you think
no,
the Braves
would
use technological means to steal signs?
They have them, but they don't do it. I don't think they do. Yeah.
Would you be upset if they did?
Maybe for like 5 minutes.
I would be upset. I have a whole thing where I would picture Clayton like throwing open the door and being like, I was told that people are using Fitbits to transmit pitches and I shall not stand for it. And they're like, Clayton, he's like, I am the face of the franchise. And they're like, you're right, we're sorry. And then like, we would find out, like, I just don't think Clayton Kershaw
would allow it. Would probably, you know, start passing out some tracks.
Like, build churches in Africa.
Right.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
He's not a tract guy, though. Like, okay. He's more like he would pass out like some devotionals, maybe a Max Lucado book.
He's like cool camp counselor who's gonna play some Sublime on his acoustic guitar, get all the horny teens around him. He's like, no, let me tell you about a certain fella I know, Jesus Christ, and then we'll just start like singing some devotional. That's how he brings them in. Yeah, like, but okay, so you were all for. I was willing to let the players go. To let out.
Even at the beginning?
That's fine. Here's my position then, and it is my position now. Lifetime ban for Hinch. Lifetime ban for Cora. Lifetime ban for Beltran. That's it. That's it. That's all I want. The players, look, it starts at the top. If it was just the players, fine. Then that's fucked up. But it was clearly, this is AJ Hinch. Like, and his fucking weak cuck bullshit with his like, if I would have known, I knew, but I should have said more, but I didn't want the guys to be mad at me. You are not a leader of men. Like, you get the fuck out of here. Bad things happen because good people let them. 1938 Germany, like, that is what you're doing, guy. So get the fuck out. And also Cora, like, enough. But I know they're all gonna have jobs, but I just don't think they should be allowed back in baseball.
I like that position.
But I will always love Bregman. And the problem is,
I hate that it kind of hurt Bregman's.
Like, I like them.
Right.
As
a Bregman fan, like, I'm not an Astros fan, but I'm a Bregman. I was a Bregman fan because he was he was just funny. He didn't give a crap. He was a little bit of a troll on Twitter. I love that stuff. And so I hated that this kind of hurt his brand or he felt like it did. I don't think it should have, but he felt like it did, and he's kind of like, you know, lost some humor, lost his edge. Yeah, he lost his edge.
It's wrestling. Get in there, grease up, and take your shirt off.
It's so sad.
I know, but yeah. So, but do you think that they took our trophy away?
Oh yeah. It was you guys.
It was us. Okay. Or are you going to victim blame? What happened? What's the Nakahoma Nation? What alliance are you? What treaty are you signing?
Man, that's a really tough one. Because
has no one asked you this? This is like the question in baseball, you know, dude.
I think they keep it. I think they keep it. Yeah.
What do you mean keep
the trophy?
Keep the trophy. So your position is they didn't steal it from the Dodgers.
They stole it, but like, it's life. Life's unfair. Life's unfair. They stole it. Let's move on. Just own it. And
you know what the narrative is, that they they won more games on the road where they didn't have the trash can thing. That. So they would have won it anyways.
And not again, not to I'm not an Astros fan, but this year they killed it. They just did. I mean, they didn't
They're great.
They got eliminated, but like they were fantastic. So
here's my position.
I mean, they're clearly good.
I think we would have lost. Yeah, I mean,
that's fantastic.
You know why we would have lost?
Why?
I'll tell you this, and then I actually, because we have a man on our team. You may not know him. We pay $83 million for him. His name is pronounced Kenley Jansen.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this
about
man?
The guys. He's still
okay.
Good.
This.
What happened?
No, he isn't good. he still had, actually, now that I think about it, he still had some dominance towards the end there of that season. But listen, we made so many mistakes on our own that I just think we would have lost it. And now we lost it to the Red Sox and we're going to lose it this year because we don't have a closer. We don't have a consistent like relief pool. Depth, whatever. We have some good starting guys, I guess is what it's called. But this motherfucker, we pay $83 million for him to throw one ball. It's a cutter that used to go 97 miles an hour. Now it goes 89 miles an hour. And what I'm told is that's just throwing a quote unquote meatball. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And our Skip, who I defend as a leader of men, continues to put him in.
Dave Roberts is an idiot. He's the worst. He's the worst manager. I cannot stand. I cannot stand Dave Roberts. Oh,
what?
I can't stand. Dude,
what? He is a charming, erudite.
Oh, that's why
man.
He sucks. That's leader why. No, men. He's not. He's a leader. He's a
you
leader
suck.
Of like. He's a. I don't even. He's so like.
What's your?
Oh, he manages.
What's your Dave Roberts beef?
Okay.
What's your Dave Roberts
ago,
beef?
3 years
lay it
ago.
Lay it out.
3 years
Make
ago,
a
he
case.
Takes out
Make
Rich Hill during a no hitter.
Because you don't need to tell me. I know this.
Yeah, he just manages to the book. He's very cautious. He's a Democrat. You know what I mean? He's a total Democrat. He just manages to the book. He's so safe and cautious. He doesn't have a lot of humor. You know, he's very serious. You know, he's just so boring. He's so boring.
Are you saying he's like a Klobuchar Democrat?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
He's not even like a Tulsi Democrat?
I love Tulsi. Huge fan.
I bet you love Tulsi.
Especially that yoga picture that she tweeted. Anyways. Yeah, Klobuchar Democrat. Just boring. Yeah, the worst Democrats. Ugh.
I feel like he's more of a Hillary. He's definitely not Bernie.
I would have a beer with Bernie. I love Bernie. I don't agree with Bernie. But like, like Bernie's honest. Like, you know what you're getting with Bernie. Klobuchar, Hillary. They're full of shit, as with Dave Roberts.
Klobuchar, Hillary, Dave Roberts. Listen, I used to be a diehard Dave Roberts defender. I was like, look at what he did with Puig. Like, you don't win this many pennants and it doesn't mean anything. There's like big success there, but there is, I do not understand. Like, I think his thing was like when they interviewed him where they were like, hey, why do you keep putting in that guy who throws 89 right down the middle? And he's like, that's his job.
That's
what he's supposed to do. That's what we pay him to do. So he's going to do it. Okay. So wait, and then I actually need to go work to elect some Democrats. But what is your take on sex god Joe Kelly?
Huge fan. An angel.
Right?
An angel from heaven.
Right?
When he trolled the Astros like he did, his Instagram account, huge Joe Kelly fan. Huge.
It doesn't matter that he can't pitch, right?
You know what's funny is like before that happened, he kind of sucked. Since then, he's got like a stupid ERA. Great. His whip is like it was like 0.8 something, like stupid. He's pretty good.
It's 1.8. It's 1.8. It's fine. Yeah. Look, he has location problems. Yeah. He's inefficient, but I love him. Put him in. He's a god, right? That's what we need. We need a team of Joe Kellys. I bet Joe Kelly would be doing cocaine and wearing a mustache.
Exactly. Act like a baseball player.
He's bringing that
energy.
Act
like a damn baseball player. Mm-hmm. That's what I say to all these guys.
Act like a man. Do you think that the reason why they don't is because baseball is the only sport that you have to wear a belt? That's what I think.
You know, get rid of the belts. But they wore belts back in the day too, so it's I think you're on to us.
Yeah, but you know, but we're in a different time now. I mean, everybody wore belts back in the day, right? Like now who name a rapper who wears a belt.
Yeah, nobody, right? Yes.
Unless it's like at their knees. So if you take away the belts, you bring back the cocaine. Mm-hmm. You bring back the like weird supermodel. Just,
don't regulate anything.
Yeah.
No more drug tests.
Yeah, more drug tests. No more cleat rules.
Yeah.
Right? Let them wear whatever cleats they want.
MLB replay, take away drug test, and you got your country back is what you got.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. That's what it is. Thank you for healing. I feel like we did some really good healing work tonight.
This is probably the only podcast ever, the only baseball podcast with, I guess I'd classify myself now as kind of a Republican, and you're a Marxist. And so like, what an amazing world we live in.
Look at us.
This is incredible.
We're just playing on the same, you know what? It's a diamond. It rings. We play on the same field. I'm actually not a Marxist. I'm in Antifa. Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
But yeah. So I got I'm on the Antifa softball
team. That's awesome. That's cool. Do you have like code names and stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're called the Black Blocks. And we actually don't have any equipment. We mime it, you know, because like equipment is like, that's like private possession and it causes a lot of, so, you know, that's
does kind anybody of win or does everybody win? Mm-hmm. Everybody wins?
Nobody wins. Nobody wins. No. Mostly what it is like we sit around and we read like Das Kapital by Marx, and then whoever like falls asleep last, they win the baseball game.
All right. Well,
and then we go trash some local businesses. Right. Whatever. It's
what are your predictions for tomorrow/today? This is coming out tomorrow morning for game three, right? Game three. What are your predictions?
I think you're going to win. Like I told you,
right. I'll take it.
We are spent. We just again. We showed up to what we thought was going to be a nice romantic date, and it was a 12-hour orgy. We have nothing left. Okay. Our glutes are burning.
Right. Well, we got a lot left in the tank, and we'll be praying for you and your Antifa friends and all the socialist Dodgers fans out there. And Natasha, it's always a pleasure.
Great. Enjoy your fascism while it lasts.
Thanks for listening to Nakahoma Nation, the nation's leading replacement-level ill-informed podcast. If you'd like more information, you can check out NakahomaNation.com. You can follow them on Twitter at NakahomaNTN, or you can find Nakahoma Nation on Facebook. Nakahoma Nation is brought to you by Nakahoma Nation patrons. To become a patron, please visit patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation. Special thanks to Nakahoma Nation spiritual advisor John D. Howard, research assistant Braves Options Guy, and Nakahoma Nation intern Caleb Payne. Have a great week. Call your mom, stay hydrated, and keep it between the ditches, bitches.